development of spiritualism. He has not yet reached the full accomplishment of his designs, but it will be reached in the last remnant of time. And I would suggest to you here, and I mentioned this earlier, but I'll say it one more time, if we're going to look at spiritualism in connection with end time events, the place to look most earnestly is in the power that is so often portrayed in prophecy. It's Catholicism. There are definitely spiritualistic manifestations occurring in the Muslim world, in the Hindu world, in the New Age movement, in all those other religious manifestations that are in the world. But Bible prophecy is talking about Catholicism. So if you want to understand how Satan uses spiritualism to his fullest extent in relation to Bible prophecy, look to Catholicism. That's where prophecy points us. Now, that last line, it will be reached in the last remnant of time. Brothers and sisters, we're in the last remnant of time. We are the final generation. There are so many ways to demonstrate this. One of my favorite is outlined in the book by Edward Reed, his first book called, not Sunday is Coming, is it? Was that his first book? No. Even at the Doors. Go back and look at this if you haven't done, how many are familiar with that book? Go back once again and look at how he laid out how the pioneers understood the 6,000 years of sin. And look at how he identifies Sister White understood it out of her library. I'm not saying that the year 2000 is when the 6,000 years of sin is up, and neither was he, but it's give or take, you know, 4 or 5 years on one side or the other, year 2000, any way you want to get around it, that's where it is. We are in the last remnant of time, and therefore, this spiritualism that will accomplish Satan's designs, we should expect to see in the world. And we do. Amen. It's here. Selected Messages, Book 2, page 383. Satanic agencies in human form will take part in the last great conflict to oppose the building up of the kingdom of God, and heavenly angels in human guise will be on the field of action. The two opposing parties will continue to exist till the closing up of the last great chapter in this world's history. Satanic agencies are in every city. We cannot afford to be off our guard for one moment. Now, do you believe that? Do you believe that there are human beings in the world today that are really demons? We should believe that, because we're clearly told that. And it only gets more profound and more significant the closer we get to the end. In another study, you can go at that, and I haven't finalized my conclusion on this study either, but I began to look at it before. And the area I was going with it is this. The reasons that the righteous angels get involved with this battle